I would say that our people, the Navajo people, are not as hard as they think they were. They were easy to talk to and easy to teach. So this is as far as one of the stories that I have now gone on. So I'll take up another story. It is still continuing, which is called Don't Eat Your Sheep. Don't eat your sheep is a good question. So it is said in the early days, don't eat your sheep. Someone once asked Chidaj how it was that some Navajo grew rich after they came back from Fort Summers, while others remained poor. Well, he replied, some got in a hurry and ate their sheep, some didn't. The one who saved their sheep got rich. She was one who did not eat his sheep. More than that, he was perhaps the first Navajo to speak English and to have some understanding of what we say. His story goes through the next story by chapters in a poem which made more of the people were to follow. She was born in February 1860 before the great roundup of the Navajo began. His father was Juan Torichini, a Mexican who had been captured by the Navajo. His mother was of the Janez clan that Pueblo group, who long ago had sent their woman to the Navajo so that their blood should be Navajo blood. In the rug upon a small Mexican community not far from the present seat of Silver City, New Mexico. In the course of time, he so adapted himself to the ways and customs of Navajo life that he was gratefully reorganizing as a trusted friend in the visitors by many of the Navajo leaders. He eagerly partakers in tribe ceremony and dance. He assumed the leadership in a hunting party, and he was given highly dangerous assessment in many of the riders on white community along the Rio Grande. In the spring of 1859, he was married. The old daughter of Conhassos, Slimy Left Hand, and a Navajo of a Janaz clan, who had befriended him after he was captured. A small military post had already been established at Fort Defiance, and an interpreter was needed. Juan was employed because of his knowledge of Spanish and Navajo. His influence with the Navajo people that every summer his informants was needed for the army, and the Navajo had cast it again as they did so often. The commandment at the fort needed more practical gauge for an army horse and mule. Perhaps he considered that the Navajo, like the whites, would expect the army to have first right to all conservation because of its important work. So he decided to use a valley near Fort Defiance, the place was called Sonsola, and sent word that all Navajo animal there must be removed. For many years, this valley had been used by an old chief. The chief was named it Tito, Big Head, who lived it near where Sawmill is now. Wounded Hare grew forced to move his animal. The army sent soldiers to slaughter every horse and mule in the valley. White men might have thought that was the suitable penalty for disobeying a government order, but the Navajo held a council of war. Then they attacked the fort, killed the guards, and carried off all the horse and mules they would find, along with saddle, guns, and ammunition. They left their Hogan Desert and fell to the near desert beyond the present center. Down came the winter snow, and the army would not follow. Even Juan would not reach his friends, although he and his bride left the fort and scarce of them, soldiers found the young couple camping near Hunter's Point and brought them back to the fort to be held until the Navajo would be found. Juan's wife was expecting her baby, but there was no space available except in the jail. So the young couple settled down in one of the columns. Spring was long, spring was on the way, and the Navajos in hiding alone to the return to their own homes. So they set a scout to find out how things were at the first ford. This scout was Mini Horse, the son of Chief Ganada Mancho. He traced Juan to the fort and hiding some distance away. He sent up a smoke signal for him, so Juan come riding out on horseback to tell his friend that the army had decided to welcome the Navajo back. He produced many horses to remain returned to the fort with him. But he advised, you had better take off that revival and holster taken when you attack the fort and leave them behind a rock. The young chief did so. He was well received at the fort and promised to predict the Navajo to come home and keep the peace. That was in February 1860. Mini Horse has told a story that he does not remember whether the date was the 22nd or the 1st or 22nd. He knew that when he went with Juan Julian to the collar in the jail, which his friend called it home, a tarpaulin was scattered across one end of it. Behind the curtains, a mother was wrestling with her new baby. Little Chi had been born